change the colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. No, hell no. Boy, it's still my ringtone. Free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can. Just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry. Mustard. Hot sauce like bread. French fries. Love for the big guy. Hit the park. Boy, showing off the hops. Nappy roots on the radio. And you know it pop. Last night hit the pick three. Bought some Air Force Ones. Four tall D's. Man, I love the BT.
Find a way to enjoy the fall weather as we just kicked off fall on the 23rd and summer ended as well. Today is just a gloomy and rainy day here in Elkhart, Indiana. It is very gloomy out. Yesterday there was a rainbow that some of us got to see here in Indiana. For today, we will be having a Halloween special with some events getting us geared up for Halloween in the month of October. There is so much happening in and around the local areas and during the month of October that there's so many opportunities for all the kids to collect as much candy as they like. Different opportunities to enjoy the fall type weather, the hoodie and sweatshirt weather, the nice changing of the leaves, the beautiful crisp air, gentle breezes, and all that good stuff that happens during the month of fall. It is also pumpkin spice season. A lot of people love pumpkin spice, but there are some of us out there who do not love pumpkin spice, but that's okay too. Pumpkin spice, apple, cider season, going to the pumpkin patches, corn mazes, and all that fun stuff that is happening. We all love it. Fall is the best season to enjoy the outdoors and the nice weather. Sometimes we need to remember it's okay to have a little fun. It's okay to have a day where you're not doing nothing at all. A way to kick back and enjoy the moments, whatever that may look like for you. Maybe you're somebody that needs to take a walk outside and enjoy the nice cool temperatures. Maybe you're someone that needs to lay down in the rain and go outside and just stand in the rain. People do that. Maybe you're somebody that needs to pick up a thought coloring book or a journal and just color away. we all have different ways that we need to enjoy our life. It's okay to take time for yourselves. Remember to take time for yourselves, whatever that may look like. It could be that you go into your room and lock that door and blast that music, if you're able to do so. It could be that maybe you treat yourself, whatever you make an hour, to your special snack, your special fast food place, whatever that may look like. We all deserve time for ourselves. We all deserve to be able to do something we enjoy, whatever that may be. So as you embrace this fall season, be sure to enjoy the beauty that is out there. Find ways to be within nature, ways to enjoy the beauty of what is around you. Remember, you are brave, you are strong, and you can take over the world, and you can change the world, making one different, one step at a time. Take care, enjoy the rest of your day. For today's devotional, we're going to look at one simple verse. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." A lot of times our young people are put down by society because of what they do. Sometimes we don't give the children the benefit of the doubt. We blame the parents for all the issues that the children are having. Sometimes we need to take a break and not be quick to blame the person the child is living with. Often, children need somebody that is loving and supporting them. A lot of times our children are striving for attention, but as adults, we don't see it. We have adults who do not think before they react to situations. When it comes to our youth, we should be showing them the love and kindness, being there for them. But sadly, not everybody will do that. There are adults who belittle the children, put them down, they yell at them. Sometimes there's a right and wrong way to get attention of a child. Sometimes we need to get to know them. See, I work in the school systems on the daily, and I know how much difference you can make in the life of a child. There are times where these children, they need somebody to love them and support them and be there for them. Maybe they come from a dysfunctional family. Maybe that child has a parent that's incarcerated, a parent that has gone through severe trauma, that they're witnessing this daily. But the kids are outsmarting their parents. We have some kids who you can see are clearly entitled, and they're spoiled, they get the way too much, and others are not. We have parents that, we have youth that, and workers that put down young children. We have ones that target certain ones, but that's not right. The way that we speak to our youth affects who they are, overall who they are. We often, sometimes adults, are the quick to judge a situation. Teachers are not the babysitter of a child, of the student. There's been a viral video going around where a middle school teacher is talking about we need to quit blaming everything. The parents need to quit blaming everything that's happening on the pandemic of 2020, or stop blaming the parents. Because, okay, back up. That's wrong. The viral video that's going wrong is a middle school teacher that is telling people to stop blaming the teachers or the pandemic on why your child is far behind. That has been a trend, but this reality has been going on far beyond before the year 2020. And so the teachers are having to step up and be the parent, be the supporter, be the caregiver, the babysitter of these kids, and try to get them caught up when learning should be happening at home. But we also gotta stop and think, not every child has a loving environment. It is not easy for a teacher to try their best hard to get everyone caught up. We have put the stigma that says teachers have to do it all. Teachers have families too. The parents will quit blame the teachers and have every season book why their child is not doing well. We don't have enough parent involvement in the lives of these kids at school. There are good parents who are doing all they can to provide for their child, but maybe they're a single parent. Maybe they're working 2+ jobs and they're not at home with their child, so they can't coach them along. There are organizations out there that are very good about helping out, getting the children on the right track. We have Boys and Girls Club out there. You have the Lifeline. These are stuff in Elkhart County. The Boys and Girls Club is nationwide, statewide, nationwide. There's a Boys and Girls Club locally, wherever you're probably close to. We get the Lifeline. We have the Boys and Girls Club. We have Premier Arts. You have the Homework Help. You have resources out there that could help. And so, while we are looking at this first verse of the only verse of 1 Timothy 4:12, which says again, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young. The key word, because. But set an example for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and purity. This is where we have adults who put down the children. We have adults. We are saying adults. Yes, I'm talking about adults. Because a lot of times the adults are the ones who are there for the children, but they're not physically there. You can't sit around and do nothing. In today's generation, the problem is there is electronics. We are in the generational age where we have electronics. We have electronics. We have the PS4. You have the PS5. You have the video games. You have the iPhones. You have the Androids. You have YouTube, social media, TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp app. All these avenues these kids can get plugged into. And they're from the time they get home, if they're not involved in sports or after school activities, they're on these electronic devices. Adults are on it too. So nothing gets done. Now, it's okay if you don't have a kid at home to where you can enjoy your luxury materialistic activities. But let's read further into 1 Timothy 4 and see what else it says. Until you come, devote yourself to the public reading of scripture, to preaching, to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which has given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see the progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Preserve in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. And so, this is 1 Timothy 4. The one verse that sticks out is about the youth. We have young people who are trying to make a difference, but it's adults in the lives who are not listening. They're not listening. Keyword, not listening. We as adults, as caregivers, need to do a better job. We need to stop blaming our teachers for the issues that are in. And a lot of times, if we get to know our kids, maybe you would get to know the home life. If you have a middle schooler who is raising younger siblings, whether their mom or dad or caregiver is neglecting them by doing drugs or alcohol or sexual immorality or whatever, gambling life away, that child needs someone to love them because they're not getting that love and support from their family member because he or she is engaging in that drugs, alcohol, the social immorality, the gambling, whatever it may be. Get to know your kids. There are young people who are cooking better than adults do. There are cooking shows out there that are cooking better than adults do. The kids are acting better than adults. They don't see color. As adults, they look at the black and white, the color. They don't look at the gray area that's like 10% gray area. That's the area that we should focus on. that's an area we don't see. We don't see it in everybody. We don't see that. Now, as me, who works in the schools, I make it daily to make sure that I'm engaging these kids. Get to know them. Depending on what my job is to be there for the kids. I'm there for the kids. I could care less what's happening around the workplace as long as the kids are getting fed. Where I work at, the kids are 100% free for both breakfast and lunch. So they're getting that daily nutrients. I have kids that run up to me and they're talking to me. They didn't have to know me, and they're talking to me. Keyword. If a kid does not know you as an adult, but they're talking to you, they know who they can trust. The kids know who they can trust. I bet you don't have to know these kids. I say to them, good morning, good afternoon, how are you doing? What's going on? Why are you so sad? What's going on? They're opening up. Be careful how you approach a kid. Because not all kids come from a loving, happy environment. 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but, keyword, set an example for believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and purity. Rise up, America. Us adults need to rise up and think before we react to a life of a child. Not all children like all adults. Children know who they like. They know who they're going to respond to. Don't be offended if a child does not want to talk to you. They don't have to engage with you if they don't want to. That's a problem. Get to know the kids. Get to know who they are in your life, in your way of thinking. Sometimes we as adults need to take a step back and look at the life of a child. When you see a youth that's trying to be helpful, look at the youth and see what they're doing right. Praise them for what they're doing good. If all you can see is a bad in a child, then you have an issue. There is no such thing as a bad child. All the children are good, they just model bad behavior. There is no such thing as a bad child. All children are good, they just model bad behavior. Which means, them kids that you are calling terrible, that are acting out, those are probably the really good kids. Those are the kids that surprise you the most, but we don't see it. I see this daily. There are kids that somebody will call bad, but once you get to know them, they're not bad. They're good kids. They're smart. And they're going to take over the world someday. It's sad that we don't see it. I can see through the child. I never call children bad. They're good children, but they make poor choices, model bad behavior. Because that's what they know. Or they're showing up because that's what they see. They want that attention. And I can go on and on and on about how we should be involved in our children's life and what that looks like. We're going to stop it out there. What do you need to do as an adult to wake up and see the beauty in a child? What do you need as an adult to set example for the children you see every day? Parents cannot do it all. There are parents who are doing far beyond, but they don't have the support system because they don't have that support system. They don't have support. You have, especially our women and girls who are getting caught up with people with this fake love. Fake love is not something we would deal with, but there is fake love out there. And that's a problem right there. That's a problem. Number one, there's fake love out there. You have all these single mothers who are trying to do it all by themselves. But yeah, it takes two to tango. Two people create a beautiful, gorgeous, or handsome child. But there, watch out for that fake love. If you're a young person listening in, watch out for that fake love. Do not give somebody your 100% of your life if you're not committed, if they're not going to be committed to you. And this goes both ways. There are men who do that. Words get us every time. Remember, you are brave, you are strong, you can conquer the world, and you can make a difference one child at a time. Take care.
broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out and move. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it a thousand. The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Ooh, mountains, bring it to its feet.
Looking for something fun to do this fall season? Here's something just for you. You can attend the Trick or Treat happening over in Middlebury, Indiana on October 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. on the Northridge High School Trek. And the mission for this is plain and simple. Bring a non-perish food item to benefit the Middlebury Food Pantry. Come out and support a good mission as well as meeting some of the Northridge High School track players. Take care and have a wonderful day. Are you looking for something fun to do? Are you into campfires and such? You can attend Campfire and Hayrides here in Goshen, Indiana at Oxbow County Park on October 27th through 28th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it will cost just $5 at the gate per person, and anyone 2 and under will be free. And you will be able to participate in some craft and activity stations, as well as some local food trucks. Hope you get a chance to enjoy Oxbow County Park and enjoy some of the fun festivities that will be happening on October 27th through 28th. Take care. Mishawaka, Indiana. Here is something just for you. You can attend Mishawaka River Walk Table or Treat. That will take place on October 28th at Central in Buter Park. And this is a free event. The time for that event is 5 to 7 p.m. Hope you find ways to discover what Mishawaka has to offer and enjoy the river walk as you take part in Table or Treat. Take care and have a wonderful day. Are you somebody that likes food trucks? Here's an event just for you. You can attend the Elkhart County Food Truck Fest, and that will take place on October 27th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that will take place at the Elkhart County 4-H Fairgrounds in Goshen, Indiana. Some of the stuff to expect will be food, fashion, and the farmer's market. Hope you get a chance to check out and support local food trucks as well as check out downtown Goshen. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day. is another fall event just for you. You can attend the Trunk or Treat Family Fall Festival at the South Gate Crossing here in Elkhart, Indiana, off of Canterbury 26. And that will take place on October 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. And you will be able to experience some trunk or treats, food, and games. Hope you get a chance to enjoy what South Gate Crossing has to offer. Here is another fun event for you to do. You can head over to the Trunk or Treat, and that is happening on Saturday, October 28th at the Cruz Family Funeral Home in Osceola, Indiana. And that is located at 1109 Lincoln Way West. And that event will take place from 12 to 2 p.m. Hope you get a chance to check out what Osceola, Indiana has to offer. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Here is another fall event just for you. You can head over to Island Park here in Elkhart for the Trunk or Treat. And this event will take place on Saturday, October 21st from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Children under 12 and under are free. Take care.
Thank you. Bang bang. witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
for a little word of encouragement today, here's something just for you. This is coming from Finding Joy and titled Brave. It is brave to feel emotion. It is brave to fight your heart. It is brave to show up for each other. It is brave to forgive. It is brave to start over. It is brave to love. It is brave to let go. It is brave not to fit in. It is brave to dream. It is brave to be you. And these are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can find more information about her at findingjoy.net, or you can chime in on her Facebook page titled Finding Joy. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Consume me, stuck in the bitterness.
As we wrap up the special edition of Michiana 101, hope you find ways to just embrace who you are, that you embrace this fall weather and the Halloween events that are coming up in and around your local area. There's so much happening and it's hard to keep up. I've been keeping track of all the fall events and Halloween events that are happening in the month of October, and there is so much going on. They will take another special broadcast to get them all in there. There is a lot happening during that month of October. Whether it's trick-or-treating, some fall festivals, food trucks, boo bashes, hometown harvests, events with our local cops and people that serve and protect, there's just a lot. Stay tuned as more community events will be coming up involving the month of October. We find ways to embrace these last few days of September as we welcome October coming up in just a few short days. Find ways to take a break and enjoy yourself in these last 3 days of September, including today. Sometimes we need to realize that we all need a break from life, whatever that may look like. There is so much craziness happening in the world. And remember, not everything that you see on social media or on the news sources are true. Check your facts before you share something. Make sure that it's more than one location. And not every website that you share from is factual. A lot of people seem to share every little thing that comes away without checking to make sure that's true. Check and double check before you be part of the people that spread unwanted news or whatever it may be. There's so much going on in this world today. Remember, you can make a difference one step at a time. Find ways to become a Jesus follower. If you're not a Jesus follower, that's okay too. Find ways to do good in the world. Maybe someday you will finally realize that Jesus is the way to go. Whether that's at the end of your deathbed or not. Whatever age that is, you can be 75 years old, 60 years old, 80 years old, and finally accept Jesus into your life. There are people who really want to know the Lord, but people push it on them. They show you push, and say, if you don't know the way, then you are worthless. That has happened. That's happened a lot in society. We pray that you find ways to embrace who you are. Be yourself. Don't let other people tell you that you are not worth something. You are who you are because of you. A lot of us follow the crowd. Sometimes it's not good to follow the crowd. Do what's best for you. And remember, you are brave, you are strong, and you are a child of God. Take care and enjoy the rest of your day.